Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
It's a little more complicated if you're going against a more equal trading partner. But the point of it is, and this is what I love about it, the creativity of it, is the fact that it's not for the sake of a tariff war. It's about trying to get something else done. And the United States, for all of time, has sent billions and kabillions of dollars to countries that hate us, trying to get them to do stuff we want. We've bombed them because we like them, trying to get them to do stuff that we want, and none of it works. And Donald Trump recognizes that, you know what, as a negotiator, as a very creative negotiator, this is something that I can do to do things that the American people want.
Yeah, that is Charles Hurt with talking yesterday on Fox about the fact that, you know, Donald Trump's kind of crazy like a fox. He's threatened the tariffs. He doesn't have the power to enforce them yet. And already he's got foreign leaders calling him up to talk. So it's a pretty good negotiating ploy, if nothing else. We're lucky enough to have Taylor Riggs with us this morning, host of the Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network every day from noon to 1 Central Daylight Time. And Taylor, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, what do you think about Charles' comments there? I mean, Donald Trump is now receiving phone calls from presidents of Mexico and Canada, for sure.
Okay, so here's the thing that we learned in Trump 1.0. Tariffs work as a negotiating tool. And so when you make threats, particularly with Mexico, Mexico needs us more than we need them in terms of trade, right?
Yes.
And so when he starts threatening these tariffs, people are responding. I think our worry was people know it's a negotiating tool. So can you negotiate with something when the other side knows that it's just a negotiating tool? And I think right now we're learning it still works, TBD. But I heard the Mexico president yesterday said they were thinking about doing tit-for-tat tariffs. But then I also heard the Mexican president say we no longer have caravans coming through Mexico on our way to the U.S.
That's so huge, right? Because the fentanyl crisis is what a lot of us are concerned about.
Huge.
Right.
Yes. And so this is interesting. When you think about trade, so here's some of what the experts on my program are telling me. Trade tariffs with China are really to level the playing field because China is not playing fair. We are all in favor of free trade, except when China is not playing fair, and then we need to retaliate to stand up for ourselves. But with Mexico, it's not necessarily a trade issue. It's actually a border fentanyl issue. So if this is a negotiating tactic to get them to help us in the remain in Mexico so that all those migrants aren't using Mexico to flow up to the U.S. from Guatemala and, yes, bring all the fentanyl with them and all the criminals with them, then tariffs is actually a negotiating tool when it comes to the border. So I think we have to think about all of these different tariff threats to different countries differently.
Yeah.
It's a clearly economic issue when it comes to China, but it's a little bit more of a border issue now when it comes to Mexico. So as long as they respond, and someone told me, look, for this border issue, we actually need Mexico's help because we need them to help stop the flow from the countries south of Mexico. So if this starts to work, then we should see this. But look, we still have another month or so till Inauguration Day,
right? It's true, Taylor. Here's that Mexican president, Sheinbaum is her name, kind of denying again that they're the source of the problem. I thought this was interesting. Listen, hold on.
70% of the illegal weapons seized from criminals in Mexico come from your country. We do not produce the weapons ourselves. The synthetic drugs are not consumed by us. Unfortunately, we are the ones who pay with lives due to the demand for drugs in your country.
So it's your fault, America. Don't try to tax us over it. I mean, that's she's got a little bit of denial going on there.
Blame the victim, right? Yeah. It's the victim's fault.
Yeah.
Look, this is why Donald Trump actually won the popular vote. Because
yes.
Comments like that are so angering. If I am a mother and I've lost a child to fentanyl, and I hear the president of Mexico telling it it's my child's fault because my child wanted to do fentanyl, how dare she? So look, this is the anger of why people voted. No one voted on abortion. We voted on immigration and the economy. We have to get this under control. And look, I was reading a great piece in the New York Times yesterday, revisiting Obama, who was deporter in chief, who deported more people than Biden and Trump 1.0. We have to get this under control. This used to be a very bipartisan, normal issue until Trump came in 1.0, and then all of a sudden the left thought that open borders were a good idea. But we have to remember, even under Obama, open borders were not a thing. I mean, this is a very recent issue under Biden. So I just think this is the outrage. People are sick of it. It is not demand here. It is the flow of drugs that we're getting in our country. And please don't tell me that it's my child's fault. For the fact that you're bringing in drugs across the country.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I think last time we had you on, we talked a little bit about the DJT stock. And I was kind of, it's kind of fluctuated. It looks to me like it's, if I'm reading this correctly, down a little bit from where it had been. I mean, it peaked a little bit back earlier this year, and now it's actually kind of flattened out a little bit, right?
Yeah, so, you know, this is interesting. With DJT, I was reading so many analyst notes that they thought it would go up to 70 if he won. They thought it would crash down to 20 if he lost. As I always say, and this is a very boring answer, you may not let me back on your program, but I have no fundamental analysis to tell you. I mean, this is a company that pulls in very little revenue and is losing money in terms of expenses on the bottom line. The meme stock craze may be just sort of a little bit fizzled out. I have nothing for you on that. It's
wow.
A stock that we certainly have been watching. Bitcoin is certainly on a tear. We've been watching that go up to almost $100,000 as Trump's talked about being having an AI czar and a crypto czar. But I actually am a little bit surprised that sort of the excitement around the DJT stock hasn't really followed through with the election bump that we've seen in other areas of the market.
I don't know. You know, Black Friday is coming up, and somebody told me that Taylor Riggs was wishing for some new Trump running shoes. They're just like $200 a pair, and you can get them at gettrumpshoes.com.
He's
well,
not
maybe
kidding.
I should be wearing those for my marathon.
Yeah. When is your next one?
2 weeks.
2 weeks
oh
from
my
now.
Gosh.
Yeah. Good for
should
you.
Should I do it?
Yeah. You should. I don't know what kind of quality they are, but you know, for $200, I mean, I would hope they got all kinds of options on there for you. High tops, low cut.
And you know what's so funny? And I think I saw a watch, too, that he was thinking of doing. He has the ability. This is the businessman, right? Not capitalizing on his fame in a bad way. But look, selling the hats. Look at what one red hat tells you exactly what you need to know about who that person voted for, mm-hmm. right? He has the ability to sort of transform the way we look at things.
Yeah.
And I think this is another example of he has items, he sells them for limited edition, and he has a huge fan base, the $75 million fan base now. And look, I have not bought a pair. I'll look into them. But it speaks to him in terms of as a business person, the way he thinks about his brands.
Yeah. I mean, the guy was selling Bibles.
That he
was selling Bibles?
Yeah.
I'd love to have one of the watches, but I think the cheapest one was $500.
Oh, my
gosh. I don't know if I don't really wear a watch,
nope,
but I wouldn't mind. I might wear it if I had one of those. Hint, hint.
That's a little out of my budget, so thank you for the hint, but no, you are not on my Christmas shopping list.
Hopefully his wife's listening. Hopefully his wife's listening, Taylor.
Taylor, happy Thanksgiving to you, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you maybe next week. But if not, best of luck in that marathon.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
All right. Take care of yourself. Darn. I was hoping I was on her Christmas list. I don't know.
Well,
I don't
you get what everybody you asked a $500 was wristwatch? Reasonable. Yeah, because if you barely know somebody, it would make sense you'd give them a $500
watch. Yeah, they're more expensive. I mean, they have more expensive ones. The cheapest one I saw was around $500.
How much? Why am I blanking on the fancy watches?
The Rolex?
Rolex. How much is a Rolex?
$5,000.
Okay. It's a bargain.
Well, I mean, five would be on the low end. Do you know those are in such demand? I heard the other day that you can't walk into a Rolex store and buy one unless you're a previous customer. I heard that rumor. You can buy them used, but to buy a new one, I heard there was like a waiting list or something. Wow.
And if it goes tick, 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 it's not a real Rolex.
Yeah, exactly. Find it on a street corner, it might not be real.
Get more at 971talk.com.